Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Hello and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on WPIT Radio AM 73, bringing you the best in Russian news, music, and songs. We're at St. Elias Church in Munhall's annual Ethnic Food Festival, which ends this evening. We're going to begin our program today with a song by the sisters Ulla Horove. Get your pens and mark these dates on your calendar for the big national CRS 15th anniversary celebration. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tentatively, the weekend will include a social, a Russian festival, and the CRS annual meeting, a grand banquet, and other activities. More detailed information will be forthcoming on this event as plans are finalized, but I can tell you we are filling up the Saturday with entertainment from all over the country, even as far as Arizona. So you're going to be sure to join us that day. So mark your calendars again with these dates, October 9th, 10th, and the 11th, and plan to join us for the Carpathia Rusyn Society's 15th anniversary gala celebration.
The Carpathia Rusyn Society can be heard around the world via the internet at www.c-rs.org. Go to the left-hand column, click on the archive you would like to listen to. This is the only Rusyn radio program sponsored by and financially supported by the National Carpathia Rusyn Society. But your support is also very much needed to help keep us on the air. The Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program can also be heard streaming live right here on WPIT AM 73 via their website. Just go to www.wpitam.com and click on the big button which says Listen Live. Next, we have the Bratia Jendrykowski with Mala Baba Kurku.
Čubačenku na jarmok odnesla. Zletil z hore jastrav, zobral babi kurku. Baba kričí, narika je, daj jastrave kurku. Baba kričí, narika je, daj jastrave kurku. Daj kriči na Jurka, ole Jurku, podhleda ti kurku. Ole Jurku, podhleda ti kurku. Vešol Jurko vonka, daj tu nič ne zbačil, ale čuje spoza chmary kurka kotko načil. Ale čuje spoza chmary kurka kotko načil.
Well, getting back to our Rusyn tour of Slovakia, on day 6, we went to Medjugorje. Oh, I like that place. And we attended Divine Liturgy. We had half of us, well, not half, some of us went to St. Basil's Greek Catholic Church, and the other people went to the Holy Spirit Orthodox Church. And after the Divine Liturgy, we spent some time at the Festival of Sports and Culture in Medjugorje. It's really, really a good festival. And we met up with our good friend, and your good friend, Dean Alex Franco.
Oh, yeah, Alex is a good friend of ours. Dating back to 1992, he was one of the former presidents of the Rusynska Obroda. And when I studied there in 1993, he was integral in getting me to Rusynska Obroda and helping me out in Brešov. But the festival in Medjugorje, it was okay. It could use a little more Rusyn elements, as we've all heard maybe in the past, but we're working on that, seeing how we can get that going. The liturgy in St. Basil's was excellent, the way it should be done. That's all I have to say about that. Church Slavonic Rusyn homily
Father Jan Blaszko was so kind to us. He greeted us on the way in, greeted us on the way out, saying we welcome our Rusyn brothers to the Rusyn homeland. And it's something that's you can't forget in your life. After the festival, we made our way to Krasny Brod, and there they have the ruins of the monastery that dates back to the 14th, 15th century. And then a good friend of mine, Marek Guy, and I met up in Radvan na Laborcom, where the first Rusyn school was found a few years back, and where they teach it as a subject in the normal schools. So tell us what happened after that, Dad.
Well, after the festival, we all went over to the village of Horokoto Plihomenim, which is the ancestral village of me and Dean, the Palalkas. And we had a great time there. And we, on our way in, we stopped the bus and took a picture of he and I standing next to the sign that says Horokoto Plihomenim. So, Dean, tell us about the good time we had there.
Well, going back to the ancestral village is always a treat, and it's always like the first time. You always get teary-eyed, and you always get a little emotional when you realize that this is where it all began. And we went to the local korchma, where we had goulash, and the Rusynska Borovichka was flowing, as well as the Shadish beer. So everything was excellent. We had a really good time singing with a folk group, Lelia. My cousin Jana is good friends with this folk group, Lelia, whom we've played many times here on the Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program. And, of course, I pulled out my Bugadija, which is my Croatian rhythm guitar, and sang along with them. And I was honored to be able to sing along with them, especially with Zelene Žito, the green wheat, talking about singing about the green wheats in the field. One of my favorite songs that I've used in dance sets, and a good time was had by all. We had one lady, Ellen Marie Shiptenko, who found her relatives in the Rokito, and I know she was very excited about that. So keep listening. We'll tell you more about our excursions next week.
Last Thursday was the 89th annual Byzantine Family Day at Kennywood Park as part of the GCU's Family Fun Week. And I just would like to thank all the GCU and the Byzantine Family Day Committee for their time and efforts to make this annual event such a success. It's always good to meet good friends and renew old acquaintances. And on Saturday afternoon, Dean and I were in the GCU at the main ballroom at 4:30 p.m., and where Dean did a presentation on Russian music songs and dances, followed by a short demonstration. It's something that the George Juba wanted us to do for in conjunction with the Family Day Week. And next, I want to tell you about a group member, Slaviani. They're accepting applications for the new season, which begins September 10th. That's the Thursday after Labor Day. So if you have a child or a relative or know a friend whose child might be interested in learning Russian and other East European music songs and dances, they should consider joining Slaviani. Rehearsals are held on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. at Holy Ghost Gym, Howland Street, McKees Rocks, PA. If you would like more information and or an application, call me at 412-331-3124.
Što він буде говорити, що він буде говорити? І наївся, коло плуга положився, коло плуга положився. Повідаю, що собі поберам, що собі поберам. Хеба далі, і ще раз вибрати. Хеба далі, і ще раз вибрати. Стала бом я, кому ручку дати, кому ручку дати. Стала бом я, кому ручку дати, кому ручку дати.
Ahori muziko!
Ничко прирозкошна, де є стага шумна, росла в заградовці, прихвітала в піявоці, росла прихвітала, бо червена лічка мала.
Hey! Hop-hop! Thank you. St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church's 16th annual Russen Food Festival will be held August 6th through 8th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day at the Parish Center, which is located on 5th Street in Ambridge, featuring food, dance, music, costumes, artisans and their crafts, and much more. Feast on dumpling or noodle halushka, pirohi, breaded chicken, kolbasa with kraut, holubka, pagach, borscht, mushroom bean soup, chicken soup, Russian summer salads, and Russian favorites such as nut, apricot, and poppy seed rolls, palachinka, cheregi, Russian tort, and much, much more. There will be demonstrations on traditional Russian arts such as icon writing, pisanka making, and lace making. At 3 p.m. on Saturday the 8th, the Carpatho Rus Ensemble will perform. At 4 p.m., the singing Raviliak family, originally from Bardejo, Slovakia, will perform traditional Russian folk songs. There will be Russian ethnic items including CDs, wooden items, Russian shirts and sweatshirts, books, embroideries, as well as Eastern Christian religious items for sale. Everyone is invited, and admission is free. Next, we have Ado Berda from the Pozdravi Jubilantum CD.
As I mentioned before, today is the last day of St. Elias Ethnic Food and Music Festival held on the church grounds in Munhall. You still have plenty of time to join us at the festival for some fabulous food and a performance by Slaviani at 3:30 p.m. The festival features raffles, wheels, and many games of chance, plus an extensive menu of ethnic food and mouth-watering pastries. Come out and join us. We'll be looking for you. And as we close with Aroma Medley by Roland from Church. We hope that you have enjoyed today's program, and we thank you for listening, and invite you to join us again next week for another unique and interesting Carpathian Rus'n Society Heritage Program. Svohom. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, dedications, or want to make a donation, please write me, Jack Poloka, at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124. And be sure to join us again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for another unique and interesting Carpathia Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати, сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що сте слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш нешній програм. Позиваме вас наслухати на следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 713. З Богом!